Now the red candy-like button is depressed.
Yeah, I was super slow on the click to make up for my ray quickness last night.
Right. Man.
Yeah, the thing
totally
is...
bungled the show opener.
Yeah,
Donkey Teeth, I will not be fixing it in post. I have, like, no time to edit anything, so this live recording will just be going out.
Whoa. You ditching town for the weekend?
Weekend? No, I'm just busy tomorrow, that's all.
Oh, okay.
You're teaching Ray how to use computers at work.
Sure. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Take those. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 189th installment of Puzzle Warriors 3. Time number 2. I'm the Woolly One. I'm back. That's right. Good times.
Yeah.
With me, we got Ray. We got Ian. Hello.
Word
Hello.
Up.
Ooh, now Groove is in the heart. It's playing on my phone. This is the week of April 17th to the 24th of the 2019. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Green Loki. Thursday, Blue Dream Warrior. Friday, Green Squirrel Girl. Saturday, Purple Doom. Sunday, Black Mystique. Monday, Black Hulk. Tuesday, Purple Falcon. And Wednesday is a Black Psylocke. Over in the 5-day four-star cruise!
Ah!
Other things. On the 13th, I think, was Medusa?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right. Could still be going on for all I know. Maybe the 14th. The greatest day in April.
Nah, that day sucks.
Hmm.
You're born on that day. You stay 25 your whole life. It's kind of crazy. I don't remember this in any way, but I'm sure Medusa won easily because that's what she does.
Mine did as well.
I vaguely remember it, but yeah, he threw out some Batactiles. They became mine. It was all good.
Just to go back beyond where we already are, mm-hmm. I had taken some advice from the listeners, and I reapproached the Spider-Man Infinity War versus someone or other, and discovered that I had some boosts that were exclusive to Iron Man Infinity War still in my boost pile. Threw those on him, stayed focused with my red and my blue dodges, and it was total success.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, I believe he meant Iron Spider Infinity War, but, you know.
No, I meant Spider-Man Infinity War, not Iron Man Infinity War. Iron Spider or Spider-Man Infinity War version or pow!
It's good every time. All right. Coming up number next is Rye Will.i.am's versus somebody I've already forgotten about. Oh, Hulkbuster? Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
That should be a pretty easy one. Rye can pack a serious punch.
Yeah, she's pretty excellent.
There's no way that's not going to be easy. I mean, have you played Rye?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
However, the one after that's not going to be good.
Tell me more about it.
Yeah, it's going to be War Machine, I think.
Ugh.
Ooh, 2-1-1, Ian.
Nope.
That sounds like a negative.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic about that.
Against that guy is stinky poo-poo.
Against Thanos.
Ugh, that's a beating.
I mean, when you see War Machine flying toward Thanos, don't you just go, no, what are you thinking?
Yeah, paddling the school canoe.
No,
a paddling.
That's what I would think if I were in the War Machine armor.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Thanos? Oh, no, I'll be going a different direction now.
Would you be thinking that? You. Because Black Widow was willing to pull a small gun on Thanos, thinking that was going to do something. So
yeah, I'd like to think that I'm smarter than that. What do I got, this power battle armor with all kind of guns and missiles and laser beams? No. Not versus Thanos. I will go the other direction until I run out of fuel.
Like in the movie, he's probably saying, hey, do you have any of those minions? Any more of those minions I can go after? I'm good with those.
Yeah. All right, Storyland. You got Meat Rock and a Groot's running right now. That'll get you 3 Battery Man, a Moon Knight, Top Folks Get Fury, and then Gray Suit. Then you got Shield Training will be coming up. A little bit more details later. But boosted in there is going to be Cletus, Moon Knight, and Nick Fury. So, Ian, do you have all those characters champed?
Tell me again one more time when I'm not...
Playing HQ Trivia?
Yeah, sorry.
Cletus?
No, not champed. Continue.
Moon Knight?
Not champed. Continue.
Fury?
Possibly champed, yes.
All right. You may want to have to try and level up your Cletus and Moon Knight to get all the way through that shield training.
As long as I get, 209? Is that what they have to be at?
Yeah.
Okay, that might happen.
All right. We also have Avengers versus Ultron is going to come at you. That'll get you 2 gray suits, a Fury, and a legendary token on the individual reward side. On the Alliance, that's the word. Man, my brain. On the Alliance side, you can get 3 patch, 3 4-star Thanos, and a legendary token over there as well. That's good times. PvP land, we are now in the Time Won't Give Me Time season. The Shield Simulator will get you a Gamora, 3 Thanoses, and a Talos. You all right?
Yeah, I was cheering.
Oh, okay. And right now we got Web of Spies is running in there. That'll get you a Squirrel Girl, a Widow. Top 10 folks are Eddie Venom. And then 11 to 50 is Battery Man. So, Superhero Showdown last week. You had the Gardener versus a stupid robot.
No, we had the... Oh, yeah, Gardner versus not a robot. It was a gargoyle of some variety.
The Dragon Man. Robot. Or, as Craig pointed out, he is an android, which is not a robot. It's an android.
Okay.
Same thing.
That's it.
So, somebody please tell me that the dumb robot didn't beat the Gardner. Go.
I'm waiting for somebody to tell you that.
We had no votes?
No, we had votes. Some of the comments... Dragon Man, Gardner, yes, please. A little psyops by Dragon Man as he sets everything on fire that is a plant or was made from plant. This plant-mageddon is too much for the Gardner, who seeks comfort in the arms of Smokey the Bear. The winner is Dragon Man.
Wow.
While I would love Gardner's help growing some quince trees for me, I love dragons more than gardening, even if Dragon Man does look like an anthropomorphic purple triceratops, he gets my vote.
Oh, come on.
And another comment said, let's go, Dragon Man. That was it. That's...
I love that. That's just irresponsible. I totally condone that.
Before the show, I was lamenting to Ray as I look over this bracket. I'm going to be super sad at the end when we have robots fighting robots for the championship. And that just makes me sad.
I think you're trying to influence the vote now. That's just wrong.
Yes, I'm trying to influence people to stop voting for the robots.
That is wrong.
Oh, Bone. Sorry. I bungled a question, had a chance to stop participating in this, wasn't paying attention, it used one of my extra lives when I wasn't looking, and now I have to try again.
You're the worst.
I'm definitely the worst.
Alright, so you're telling me that dumb robot wins.
It's an android.
Versus someone who has super smart, galactic level powers.
A super smart android.
Yeah.
Not only is that true, but the only vote that the Gardener got... was Grinch, who just votes for Ian.
But, like, cosmic powers and immortality beats a dumb robot.
Immortal's fine. You don't have to kill him. You just have to win a fight.
Yeah. So silly. All right. This week...
yeah.
We got one of the biggest jerks in all of Marvel, but you all love him. It's Professor Charles Xavier. Versus some more dumb robots. Somebody please tell me the professor beats the robots.
You tell me.
Yeah, why would you think that's going to happen?
I gotta mark... he shouldn't always beat the robots.
I got to mark one Sentinel. All right, go ahead. Use your brain powers on me. All right, you're dead.
Yeah, I have telepathy, not telekinesis.
You've lost.
Don't do anything to your mind because you don't have one, right. And you put me in a jail cell.
Exactly. I
really
mutants.
Don't know. I've got nothing here.
Savage.
Nope, I brain control everyone else on the planet, and I have your partners turn you off.
They're not in the... what was it? I don't even know what it was this week.
They're not in the Heptadecagon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. It was the Heptadecagon this week.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Battlecry. Man, I totally bungled this whole show. We should just scan the whole thing.
The only thing you could use other people, good except Lord. There's nobody else here in the ring with me. So... Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be in the ring. He's got access to the whole, every brain on the planet.
You can't change the rules now, dude.
You know, the Sentinel has been fighting X-Men for what? 60 years now? Never one time have the Sentinels won.
Have they ever fought them one-on-one?
This is like the Washington Generals versus the Harlem Globetrotters.
You have lost the ability to perceive correctly. You're adding variables to the fight that are not there. And you're letting your weird, uncontrolled emotions take over for some reason.
That's because Charles is influencing my brain. Wow, that killed the whole show. All right. Please, people, vote for not robots. Thank you.
Yeah, no. if anybody has something, I'll be willing to listen to it.
Yeah, this is a. I mean, they were an upset getting there, but this is a landslide for the Sentinels against the most powerful mutant of all time.
And the landslide brings me down. Nothing?
Good song. I don't know what that is. Sorry.
He was referencing.
That's a Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah, I couldn't think of their names, but.
All right, moving on. Let's go to the news. All right, so the release 176 has a clue. The clue is two characters in Japanese. When I Google search those, it tells me they translate to lycanthrope.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. You've won me back. Let me shut this down. Pretend like I'm a part of this show. All right. Now, tell me what this clue is and why did you Google search it?
Because it was just two Japanese characters and I do not read Japanese.
Oh, right on. And what's
so when I look that up, it tells me that those characters translate into lycanthrope.
Hmm.
The only lycanthrope I know in Marvel is Rain Sinclair, Wolfsbane. So I have no idea what that has to do with any of the two announced new characters.
And why would Wolfsbane have anything to do with the fact that they're Japanese characters?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea what that has to do with Ronin. He's not a wolfman. He's not a lycanthrope.
Nope.
So, it could be Japanese characters. Let me tell you where you got started. You trusted. Did you actually Google it or did you use Bing?
Well, I used Bing.
See, that right there is where your failure started. So let me tell you that my sister-in-law is actually from Japan, and she says that that doesn't translate into lycanthrope. It literally means wolf person.
Oh, great. It's Sabretooth.
It still doesn't get me to Cliff.
A wolf person or a lone wolf. A lone wolf in Japanese in Japan is a ronin.
That's dumb.
No way. That's a dope clue. That made you work.
That clue makes me sad.
Go use
Bing. A wolf person does not immediately go to lone wolf.
Yes.
And
I like it.
Man, again, it's not a wolf. It's a wolf.
It's not where I come from. It's a wolf and you like it. We have cricks and we have wolves.
I'm on board with cricks.
I am not. There is no I in that word. There are clearly two E's. Two E's do not make an eh.
It does. I went, you know, we would hang out at Crooked Creek Park. That's where we went.
Now.
You would fish for trout at Crooked Creek. We had Crooked Creek.
I am also born and raised in Western Pennsylvania, so I'm all for murdering the English language. But I cannot get on board for wolf. And I cannot get on board for, you know why I have trouble getting on board for Wolf? Because of Jimmy Jam.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he used to, and again, this isn't exactly, but whenever we would play Warhammer, he would always insist that his army was dwarfs. And I was like, no, they are not dwarfs.
Dwarf on golf?
Yeah. Like, he
Tim Conway came showing you the whole army of Tim Conways on their knees?
I was like, they are dwarves. And he's like, nope, dwarfs. And I was like, you're the worst kid I've ever met.
Nope, sorry. I want a whole army of Tim Conway on his knees doing hilarious stunts. That sounds amazing.
It's not. What, it's Jimmy
what's
Jam.
What's coming at you, your elf rangers, Tim Conway?
It's okay.
I just see Dorf on, like, now I'm picturing all of Dorf on golf in my head, and it makes me laugh. Sorry.
That's okay. I to get off of that and the pronunciation, let's just go with, I can't even begin to tell you how objectively correct Ray's analysis of the clue was.
I still don't like it.
Like, every step of the way, he was like, this is right, and this is why, and here's the answer. And you were like, no.
Yep. That answer sucks.
It's dope.
Moving on. Couple fixes. In rare cases, leveling characters have caused their match damage to be reduced by one. This no longer occurs. That's a weird bug. And now apparently there are links to Puzzle Quest social media at the bottom of the options menu.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, people have actually looked at that.
For sure.
I was informed by Ian that that was the case. But apparently for Ian, it was like way more prominent than it is on Steam. It is. More so than it is on iOS.
Well, I'm playing on a full screen situation.
Yeah.
So it was like, bam, click these buttons, post on social media. And I was like, But it's fine. I just went right past it, did my thing.
All right. Moving forward, if there is a YouTube videos out with some of our friends from the Marvel Puzzle Quest, namely Julia, Jen, Paige, Anthony, and Jay from Demiurge.
Whoa.
Talking about the endgame events. You should check it out.
Did you do a summary?
They tell you about all the events.
Okay.
Which we will discuss here shortly. How about now? Where'd my endgame celebration link go to? There it is.
Woo! Celebration.
Celebration!
Come on.
All right, so there was starting on the 21st. Oh, I skipped like week one of the celebration because I guess that's mostly gone, right? You guys talked about it last week? No, that was this week. I don't know. There was a Back to the Beginning vault that started on the 15th. That's a 41 item vault, runs the 15th to the 18th. It's got a Black Widow, a Hulk in it, some tokens and things. Let's see. 176 hit yesterday with a new icon and wallpaper and loader screen. Web of Spy terms talked about, and then we're moving on to, let's talk about Thanos. Everybody likes Thanos, right?
Yeah, I hear there's a new one.
There is.
Harry's going to don the armor again.
That's what I hear. So, we got 4-star endgame Thanos. He is a black, blue, green character. His black is called Vicious Determination for 9 black. Deal 911 damage to the target, then deal an additional 486 to all enemy heroes. That scales up to 3826 and then 2041. That's not too bad. Inescapable Destiny is a blue passive. At the start of the turn, if there are 5 or more, this means you, Rocket, if there are 5 or more enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, remove one of them and convert one basic tile into green. As you level up, that makes the number of tiles you need less and makes more green. So at level 5, if there are 3 or more enemy tiles, it will convert 3 basic tiles to green. So it gets away, gets rid of the enemy special tiles, and makes some green tiles on the board.
What do I do with this green?
I will tell you. For 12 green, you can fire off Mad Titan's Mercy. This will destroy 32 random tiles, dealing 148 damage for each special tile destroyed, up to a max of 887 additional damage. They do not destroy tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. This scales up to 1,576 for each special tile destroyed, for a max of 9,448 damage. That seems a little pricey for 12. 12's a lot.
It's not 18.
That's true.
think of all the green he's generating on his own.
But only if there are special tiles. He's really dependent on destroying your special tiles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, here's your answer, I guess, if you want to go fight the Gritty Kitty. You can throw this new Thanos in there with your black suit Spider-Man, and then you won't take any damage and get your Thanos going on, and then you can fire up that green and maybe throw a well-aimed Toyota or something. Got all that going down. There's the shield training. Heroes for Hire store with Thanos for 7,000 hero points. What does that get you? Cletus, a Moon Knight, and a bunch of tokens and command points and ISO. There's a Thanos and Foes limited vault. That is starting on the 21st, running through the 27th for 80 items. 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random Thanos endgame cover, and then 2 random 4-stars from the call for backups, which, as we mentioned, were Nick Fury, Moon Knight, and Cletus. You can get Thanos in the Avengers vs. Ultron event, in the shield training, in the Unstable ISO 8 story event, which also starts on the 21st, and in the Balancing Act Versus tournament, which also starts on the 21st. Lots of ways to get yourself some Thanos.
I'm gonna cut in real quick and address something.
Uh-oh.
So, there once upon a time was a television show. It was called The Ren and Stimpy Show. And on that show, one of the very early episodes, we discover that Stimpy's favorite brand of kitty litter is Gritty Kitty kitty litter.
Correct.
If you do not recognize this as the reference that is being used when we say Gritty Kitty, and remind me for the 1100th time that you feel that it's redundant, you need to watch a cartoon that was good. It was called Ren and Stimpy. Billy West is going to be at Sci-Fi Valley Con. You can come check it out. He voiced Stimpy.
Yeah. You know, Gritty Kitty isn't pretty, but it really fits the bill. I don't remember other. I only remember it goes between my toes and squish and squish. And if you ever thought Doug was better than Ren and Stimpy, you should, yeah, you should go kill yourself.
Also, whoa, I do not condone that.
Calm down there.
Inappropriate. However, Doug, also voiced by Billy West, who will be appearing at the Sci-Fi Valley Con in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
We should go see Billy West.
I agree.
Yeah. Boy, I've lost track of it. This whole episode is just a big can of disaster. I've had too many vacations recently. I have no idea what I'm doing.
You don't know where you are. What's happening?
That's how I felt. I think I've been at work like 3 days in the past like month and a half, and I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, so just so you know, thanks to that last comment, comments made by Craig, a.k.a. Wooly, are not those shared by the Puzzle Warriors 3 or Puzzle Warriors 3 LLC or any of the fine people at D3 or Demiurge. Thank you.
But it is shared by anyone who thinks Doug was good.
Doug was good.
I don't think it was good.
It was good. It was entertaining.
Ugh. All right, so other stuff going down. The week of the 22nd to the 28th, it's double ISO 8, kids. That's always nice.
Woo! Get to restock on my things. ISO. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Ian.
What up?
We got a new event.
Whoa!
Cinema Showdowns.
What?
This is a brand new event similar to the 12 Days of Marvel.
Ooh.
One mission node will be unlocked each day over the course of 10 days, with each mission featuring a iconic Marvel showdown. For example, when Cap and Iron Man fight in Civil War. Some missions will allow for full teams, while other fights are one-on-one. Be prepared for a challenge. That starts on the 22nd and runs through May 2nd.
Nice.
In the progression rewards, you can get yourself some Spider-Ham, some Carol, some Gamorpha.
Wait, I'm assuming you mean four-star Carol?
Yes.
Okay. I was getting really excited. That was getting dangerous.
Not five-star Carol.
Yeah.
So that sounds like it'll be fun. I like new story things.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
This sounds like it'll be fun little missions. So I'm excited for that.
One a day is just my speed.
One a day is just my style. There is also... I've lost a thing. There's another one called Infinite Pursuits, which I apparently have completely misplaced all the details on. Yep, I have lost... Oh, there it is. This is a brand new event where Avengers join the... Players join the Avengers. Good lord. Track down Thanos. Can you help stop Thanos from collecting the Soul Stone and destroying the Earth? That runs from the 25th to the 30th. So two new story events. I'm super stoked about that. I love story events. They're the best. All Avengers are boosted there. So make a team of your favorite Avengers. You know, spin yourself up some Team Iron Man and go to town. Other things, there's another new character coming that we have no details on. Because we talked about that lame clue gets you to four-star Hawkeye, who pretends to be Japanese and calls himself Ronin, even though he was not the first Ronin. He was the second Ronin.
He wasn't the accuser?
No, he wasn't even the first person on Earth to call themselves Ronin.
Well, that's kind of his shtick. There's at least two different people who call themselves Hawkeye.
That's true.
So why not? Why not be Eel or Eel 2?
Hey! There was that eel figure, though.
There was.
I was stoked that we found that eel figure. I should have bought that.
You should have bought that.
I don't know why.
I don't know why you didn't buy that sweet
Spade Racer toy.
Spade Racer toy. That was a real disappointment.
I should have. Maybe next time. They're having that same Comic-Con in August. They'll probably still be there.
I saw. I'm never going back, but I saw.
All right.
I don't want to say never, but not urgent. You know where I am going. Sci-Fi Valley Con? I hear Billy West is going to be there.
That's what I hear. Billy West is totally going to be there. Do you think you'll recognize him? Do you need him to walk you from your car to the Comic-Con?
I would never recognize him. I've seen his picture and I don't know what he looks like. unless he is doing the Aru of Nixon from Futurama, I will never recognize him. If he ends every sentence that way, I'll be like, hey, that's probably him.
What about Barry Bostwick? Would you recognize Barry Bostwick?
I would now. I would now after a very light chat and a walk to Comic-Con together. I was like, thanks, old stranger.
And then later, walking through the Comic-Con, hey, that guy behind the desk over there, he walked me over to the Comic-Con this morning. What's that name tag say?
Yep.
Poor Brad Majors.
Yep.
Good old Tim Curry.
I think that's all for news.
No, thank you. You sure?
Oh, wait. Before we move off news, did you hear? There's going to be, and it's not like local news or anything, but it's going to be an actual animated series based on a what if that they're going to do if, and the what if is, what if Steve Rogers didn't get the Super Serum Soldier, but Peggy Carter did, and instead Steve Rogers received an armor suit from Howard Stark.
No.
So it's going to be Steve Rogers in an Iron Man suit.
Steve Rogers, Iron Man, and Peggy Carter, Super Soldier?
Yeah. Now, that's pretty cool, because Peggy Carter, Captain America, that's straight from the creators of Demiurge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. Look at that. Their characters are going big time.
Yeah. Their anniversary.
They're on their way. They're making it.
Yeah. Is nonstop now.
They're going to watch it grow.
That and the only other thing I've got is
so much larger than life.
I saw the thing for The Mandalorian, and man, I got to see that now.
Yeah.
That looks incredible.
Yeah, for only $6.99 a month, I can't hard to pass up Disney Plus.
I don't know, it's still not going to give me a Song of the South, is it?
No, but you have that on VHS, don't you?
No.
Oh.
I have no printed copies of Song of the South, and...
Right.
Since they're only destroyed in yard sales, you know, because they don't exist anywhere else.
That's all I got. I thought those were interesting stories. The one, you know, isn't Marvel, but hey, it's Disney, so, you know, same diff.
Yeah.
Good time. All right, moving on.
Once again.
Is there local going on?
The views of Craig are not shared by the Puzzle Warriors 3, Puzzle Warriors 3, LLC, Demiurge, or D3. nothing local. Is your street fixed yet?
No. Atherton? Never.
Well, when I got to come visit you guys on my way through to Pittsburgh, that new bump to 65 miles an hour on 99?
Yeah.
Dope. Possibly super dope. I was pleased to see that. I got no local news.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Hope Springs Eternal.
Sorry, I thought I had clicked on this character a while ago, and I was way less prepared, but it only took a second.
It sounded like you quickly read her powers for the first time. Oh.
No.
That's exactly how'd you go, oh.
Oh, no, but I looked at they're all two-tiered. Oh, man. Where's Samurai when I need him? let's talk about her blue, yellow, and black build. See what I can't figure out, not knowing what's ahead, but knowing that they've all got two different varieties. Sting operation for 6 blue AP. What to do? Steals 4 random colored AP from the enemy and create a 2-turn countdown tile that creates 2 swarm tiles. When there are at least 4 swarm tiles on the board, it becomes called a swarm. It costs 12. It deals 1,720 damage and grows her swarm tiles, destroying 3 of them.
We're losing him.
I don't understand.
I just love how you're just like fading out as you read this.
Because I started off understanding, and then I got more confused. And passive, if any powers are called a swarm, match damage increased by 10% per swarm tile. It's complex and unnecessary, but it sounds okay. And then it reverts back to the other thing. I don't understand. Someone's going to have to break that down for me, because that made about 60% sense to me. Let's see what Shrink Tactics does. Oh, it was a hoax. Now that I've read on, I get it. All the things become called a swarm. I'm back on board. I'm up to like 80% understanding. Let's talk about this 10 yellow cost AP shrinking tactic. Get to turn an ally invisible for 4 turns and create 3 swarm tiles. Okay. And then that becomes called the swarm when everything else becomes called the swarm. All right. Oh, man, this seems tedious. So she just makes swarm tiles and then you call the swarm and hope the good things happen?
That's how I play her, yeah.
Ugh. Pain index. 10 black AP. She steals a burst of 1382 health and a little bit extra per swarm tile on the board, and she creates two swarm tiles. And this, of course, at some point becomes Call the Swarm, and same stuff happens when I tried to explain it up. God, is she good? The reason everybody's bummed out, this is it, like, no one else seems to care when powers are this convoluted. Like, they get excited, and they think of cool combos, and they're like, yeah, that person's great. All you have to do is 17 different things, and then you win. And I'm like, oh, that's not just direct damage. I'm out. So maybe, like, my own, you know, the fact that I'm a little bit dull and a little bit cynical, maybe I'm wrong, but is this good?
No.
Okay.
I do have her champed because I got the covers.
Right.
I have her at a 4-5-2 and, level 452.
Okay, I was like, that's an odd build for champ. I don't know how you managed that.
452 at 5-4-4. And I've tried her out a couple times against some people, and I don't know. It's as tedious as you made it sound, and I didn't get it. She does some stuff. It's totally mediocre. And then I stopped using her. I use her with Thanos because then I don't care if she gets killed. That's probably really mean, but... So yes, cool. Donkey Teeth, I have played with Wasp, but... Phew.
Oh, my, excuse me. Inappropriate.
Yeah, let's just move on, because she's bad.
Yeah, I guess she's
like, you know, like Banner's real bad, but at least you have, like, the cool animation of him turning into the Hulk and stuff.
Right.
Like, she doesn't even get that. She's just bad all the way around.
Yeah, should at that level, should you be getting devastated by your 4-star counterpart? Because it sounds like she would, like, it sounds like Janet is much better than Hope.
Yeah. Well, as she should be.
Yeah, I don't know why Craig's complaining.
Yeah,
he's Janet not. Should always be better than Hope.
Well, Hope Van Dyne. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. 5-star Wasp. All right.
Willie, I hear the mailbag is light for Easter, so what you got?
Yeah, pretty much is, but I got a few comments. Green Armadillo on the Reddit said...
That's a new person.
He's commented before. Said that, coincidentally, my phone was auto-playing missions on an unrelated mobile game while also playing the audio of your discussion on the merits of autoplay while I did other things in my life. So the mechanic works in games where resource management... that is limited stamina and energy is a major focus. It does not work well if the primary focus is gameplay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I kind of agree with that.
That's a good assessment.
He also said that the issue is not that MPQ should have autoplay. The issue is that MPQ expects everyone to repeat every node 6 times daily and on a strict time schedule if you care about placement. See, my key there is don't care about placement. The way things are, I mean, I hit the nodes when I can, and if I get 6, I'm still getting, you know, the new 4-star or whatever. Maybe not in the top 10 ever, but, you know, it still happens. I can still get the cover, so my goal is don't care that much about placement. Jeff Duggan.
Heyo.
every time I wait. said... 2 quick notes for Samurai's out-of-game support. First, the vintage microwave was named in honor of the radar technology that made it possible and is pronounced radar range instead of rata range. So, okay, there you go.
Yeah, Samurai.
Secondly, he left out the best part of the story. The one physicist who was involved in the project had stuck a chocolate bar in his shirt pocket and discovered that, despite cool temperatures, the bar had not just gone soft, but actually melted. That was the inspiration to use Magnetron for food. Can you imagine? I just microwaved the chocolate bar that's sitting in my shirt pocket.
Yeah.
What else did you microwave?
I radiated my chest. This is great. And I slightly cooked my heart a little bit. It's a nice medium rare.
What could go wrong? D-Wing's wall of text. He said Samurai gives his buddies Oreos for before his SO. Bold strategy, Cotton. and the negotiated range of compensation for the variety pack Oreo idea went really crazy. It went too broad for 2 points. 2 points on the back end to just a pack for each of you. It's like watching Peter Griffin haggle. Yep.
Missed all this discussion about Oreos.
I don't know when you joined. There was a huge discussion about Oreos.
Yeah.
Totally did not get that. I was busy.
He also said that his wife was absolutely Team Ian regarding leftovers, and he finds it infuriating. Yeah, so am I. I don't do leftovers, man. And finally, he said that he participated in a 54-hour trivia marathon this past weekend. Well, like 12 hours of it, but still.
That's I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, 54 hours.
Who stays up for that long? Trivia. That's gross. Was it consecutive, or was it?
I believe so, yes. He says he was there for 12, so that's long enough.
That sounds stinky.
That is too much trivia.
Yeah.
Over on,
and I love trivia.
Yeah, that's true. Over on the D3 forum, Storm of Fire.
Sorry, you sounded so disgusted. I really liked it.
I thought I liked trivia. I have got nothing on Ian, man. Storm of Fire said, U.S. Oreo packs are like 2 to 3 times larger than the packs available in New Zealand. Of course they are.
God bless America.
She said, we get the tiny single sleeves that have like 12 biscuits. And I honestly don't understand why you can't get the novelty flavors in smaller packs. It seems like a huge risk to buy something that you don't know if you even like the flavor of it. Exactly.
Yeah, that's smart.
You also get stuck with the disgusting single amount of Oreos, not the vastly superior double stuff Oreo?
Or the even better Oreo Thins?
You are a monster. Oreo Thins should all be burned in an incinerator.
Oreo Thins are superior to watching you take 2 mega stuff Oreos, peel them apart, and make a quadruple mega stuff Oreo and shovel it into your pile. That's just obscene.
I like the double stuffs. Mega stuff got to be totally too much.
Yeah.
Double stuff is the correct amount of stuff.
She also said, how you know a comment is by me, I always find something positive to say, but is actually sincere in my appreciation of the fact that Demiurge artists do 3+ illustrations for every character. That includes a bunch of research. Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good thing. And she also said, Samurai's rundown of how the microwave oven came about on the domestic market was lovely, but is also missing the chocolate bar story. I didn't know that.
You really blew it, Samurai. Wow. Pocket chocolate's what it's all about.
Wow, that sounds like strangely inappropriate for some reason.
And yet it's totally G-rated.
And finally, a comment from Tony Foot.
Hey, oh, Tony Foot!
He said, I haven't listened for 6 months. Shame on you. And
what?
The first one back, I'm lucky enough to get an episode with UNC Samurai. We are at similar places in the game, and I appreciate that sort of view/insight. Agree about Okoye, but the issue isn't that she saves the health packs. It's that with Thor generating all the yellow for you, you don't need the health pack. The 3-star Thor PvP burnt up health packs for him, he says, because he didn't have Thor to generate enough yellow for him. So he did also say that he opens tacos as he gets them since Gambit got nerfed and is up to 587 health packs.
Oh, God, that makes me so sad.
That's crazy. I think I every now and then get up to like 30-ish, and then I push in PvP and go back under 10. He also said that I also agree that it's much easier to compete than it used to be. Can do PvE clears without the essential 5-star and still get in the top 100 to get the cover. 18 months ago, I would have had no chance. So I think that backs up what I was saying that, you know, you don't have to really schedule. I mean, if you're going for the top, you know, top 5 placement, sure. But that's just crazy. I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. All right, that's all I got. That is all that's in the mailbag.
Thanks, Bully. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. There you go, Ray. That was just for you and your no time to edit. let me grab the old infographic. See what's cooking here in the pumped up characters this week. 3-star Bullseye. I love that guy. He throws strike tiles all over the place. Makes more strike tiles.
I love that animation when he kills someone and he comes out and he's like, huzzah! Yeah, crazy face.
That is some good animation.
I just love that picture. It makes me laugh every time.
Unrelated, but semi-related. Does Bullseye have super strength of some variety?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because there's been some interpretations of Bullseye where I understand that he is, you know, can't miss and the most accurate person. But he, I don't know. He does some damage with some clearly non-lethal stuff. Again, it was they were in questionable movies with questionable stars. But I remember one time in a movie starring perhaps Ben Affleck where he threw chunks of a paperclip at a dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what? Like, you could be as accurate as you want with a paperclip. Unless you have some sort of, you know, superhuman way to propel that through me.
Right through the pupil. Bam. You're it's, blind.
Right. Again, non-lethal.
Blinding's pretty good.
Non-lethal. Anyway, his three-star version, great. Love that guy. So you're going to get more damage when he throws special tiles at you. And you probably get more damage when his green happens. His green just never happens, so I don't remember much about it. And the strike tiles that he puts out are going to be even better. Speaking of damage, three-star Cyclops is black and red, doing a lot of damage. Don't remember anything about three-star Gambit. Bueller? I don't. I've never used him. I heard some bad reviews early on, so. And he was one of the last new three-stars.
Yeah.
So he never got. You know, I don't have any experience with him, so I can't just talk about him off the top of my head. I'm not prepared.
He's very much like the nerfed five-star Gambit, except doesn't generate his stuff as quickly. He relies on charging tiles, and then you gotta match him.
Mm.
That's my impression.
Cool. Oh, three-star Hulk.
That's so good. I love Hulk.
He's okay. His green does some board shake and some damage. That's pretty good.
I miss the good old days of the Hulk-Storm Hulk-Bomb combos.
Did they go? Did something happen?
Yeah, like you'd use him again in the boss fight, so he would take a bunch of damage, make a pile of green.
Right.
That would then you'd fire off Storm's green.
Right.
To get more green, and you could
kind of
have
loop
infinite.
It.
Yeah.
Right. What did something happen where you can't do that anymore?
I don't use any of the like 3-star characters anymore, really.
Oh, okay. You just when you were talking about the good old days, I was like, oh no, yeah. Did what happened that you can't use that combo
still
anymore?
Still usable as far as I know.
Cool.
Yeah, I just don't.
Right. Absolutely. You've moved on from that, but it's still a good idea.
Yeah, it was
and,
fun.
And another downer. Dark Reign Punisher. No bueno. He is pretty okay, but he is not worth talking about. His red's going to do a little more. Yeah, it's good animation, and I'm rarely understand math well enough to know when my opponent is at a point where that will kill them without the damage that it's going to do anyway.
It
kill
would
them.
Be nice if they gave you the number amount. When you looked at the power, you know, if it told
you
something.
I like where you're going with that. That sounds like work for someone, and I don't like to create work for people. So, no, but it's still cool.
But it'd be nice, you know, if you brought it up and it would say, you know, this character can be killed instantly.
Yes.
Would you like to fire this power now? Yes, I would. Thank you. Wow.
All right. Now we're going to turn. We're going to lean heavily on the infographic for the 4-stars because there are people that I don't know and don't have on this list. So, but let's start with the original Forgotten 4-star, who is quite good.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, is a 4-star Blade. His, you know, a strike tile's getting a bump. His alternate power of red is going to do quite a bit of damage. And his green AoE, plus some healing, both going to see a good boost this week. Everybody's favorite symbiote, Carnage. His AoE is getting a pump. His attack tile's better. And the rules that he makes up for himself is going to be better as well. That does a little bit of damage when it goes off. Let's see. Oh, Cloak and or Dagger. Just in time for Cloak and or Dagger Season 2. They got a bunch of abilities, but the healing is better. The attack tiles are better. Dagger's light knives, more damage, and more damage from the pocket dimension. Who's this feller? Oh, Prowler. His blue damage is going to get a bump, and the strike tiles that he makes when he goes to get a coat are going to be a little more potent for both you and them. And Mystery Man, Talos, who I don't even suspect is on my roster. The non-shape-shifting, shape-shifting Skrull. He's got a match damage situation that's going to see a lot more match damage this week while he's boosted. His other two abilities, I don't think They're not currently highlighted in my infographic, so I assume they won't be affected. Because the one is a stun and the other one is trap tiles.
Yeah.
So probably not. So yeah, Blade, Carnage, Cloak and Dagger, Prowler, Talos. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
And yes, it is pronounced Talos, but...
Nope, still you know, Talos.
Whatever. Or Talos. Yep. It's been Talos to me for way too long. I'm not changing now. I'm too old.
Yeah, definitely Talos. But let's talk about the effort that Samurai puts in. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of some of his suggestions, because I forgot them. But this show's been just a real slop together at the last minute kind of show. So why not? Why not backtrack a little bit and tell you the combine three-star Cyclops with Blade, because he will feed Cyclops all the red he needs to mow you in half. Bullseye, all those tiles that Carnage is going to be throwing around, that they can fuel Bullseye's need to throw special tiles at people, which will generate more special tiles. That sounds like a good time. Apparently, he works well with Cloak and Dagger, and four-star Blade and Carnage. So go nuts. Lots of good combos. Doesn't look like too much color over. Yeah, there's tons of color overlapping, but still, hopefully less so than has been groused about in the past. So thanks again and again, Mystify. Pumped up characters.
Ian, open Steam.
Yes, I will do that. Thank you for that advice.
All right, Ray, do you have something to share in the support corner?
Yeah, I do. I think. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
I remembered to say hi this time. It's been like 2 weeks.
You can call him Ray. You can call him Jay.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can call him Ray Jay.
This week on the in-game support, I am going to tell you about being victorious. Herald of Doom.
Like Notorious? Oh.
Doom.
No. Notorious.
Victorious. You can equip on any villain. And if you have Victorious at rank 1, when your supported character is healed, they heal an extra 83 health. But that does go up. At max level, it's an extra 1,568 health. So that's nice. Perk 3 with 3 stars. The supported character takes 5% less damage from enemy matches. But that goes up every time you level this, up to a 24% less damage from matches. I do like that. And rank 5, supported character gains an extra 165 damage to heroes, so definitely a villainous type character. That damage goes up to just over 1,000 at max level. And it's damage to heroes. It says when the character deals, supported character deals extra damage to heroes. So is that on matches and powers? I'm not even sure. But in any case, don't put it on just any villain. Put it on God Emperor Dr. Doom.
Doom.
Because when Doom heals his allies by firing off his yellow power, you deal 110 damage to the enemy team. And that goes up, as you level it, to 2,090 damage to the enemy team. Now, it's 9 yellow to fire that power off, but you're going to be healing your team and damaging the other team. And if they're made up of heroes, you're going to be doing more damage. I think it sounds really like a fantastic support for him, if I could ever get covers for him. So there you go. Victorious, put on Dr. Doom and be happy.
Doom.
That's what I got. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig.
Hello.
So, before we went away for the birthday extravaganza, I've been doing some work around the yard, and I decided that I needed more grass and that I needed some plants that are known to naturally repel mosquitoes. So when you do that sort of yard work, do you know what is key to making sure that all this new grass growth and plant growth is successful?
Fertilizer?
You guessed it, fertilizer.
All right!
Yeah, because those plants...
Hold one.
Yep, those plants need nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium to flourish, and it will provide all of those things. It'll pepper in a little calcium, magnesium, and, you know, various other micronutrients that, while important, are less important than the big three.
But do they have what plants crave?
They do not have any Bronto. They were all out of Bronto and electrolytes. But I feel like the electrolytes are contained in some of these... micro and macronutrients provided by my fertilizer.
Sorry, your fertilizer? This got personal.
Yes. Again, I really wanted this to happen. I decided that after all the, we had a really lot of rain last year, and I had a real annoying mosquito situation. So I thought I would Google anything that naturally repels mosquitoes, buy seed packets of all those things, dig up parts of my yard, throw them in, and hope for the best. But
what about
just
nonstop fields of Venus flytraps?
I didn't even consider that because when I Googled it, they did not I feel like those take a very specific climate and a lot of care. I just wanted to throw a big fistful of lavender seeds up against my house and hope that some, you know, take root. You know, I also got some lemongrass and some spearmint and some catnip to terrorize the neighborhood strays.
Ooh, I like where Grinch is going. Get a bat habitat. Yeah.
No, I already have one of those in my attic, and it's going to cost me a lot of money to get it out. But thank you for your... Maybe that's why I have bats, because of all the mosquitoes.
That will eat the mosquitoes.
They will, and then maybe if I drive off the mosquitoes, the bats will just leave naturally.
Because I do enjoy playing that game at night when I'm, you know, laying in the pool, is watching all the bats come out to eat all the bugs as they fly, you know, buzz my head repeatedly while laying in the pool.
That sounds like a sad game, but I'm glad you like it. Let's watch Bat Mosquito Massacre. All right.
Mosquitoes,
let me get my floaties.
The mosquitoes are there to eat you. The bats are there to eat the mosquitoes. It's a weird chain of events here.
Yeah.
That sounds like
the circle. I am pasty to bugs.
Yeah, it's a circle of life right there.
All starting with Craig Soup.
Ugh.
Yeah, true.
That's potful water. Don't tell me about that. You've ruined my Hakuna Matata moment. So anyway, fertilizer. You're out of game support. Thanks, as always, to Fortify.
Fortify.
Oh, and I got to mention what Samurai said. The best way to deter mosquitoes is to sweat a lot of alcohol. Ah, now you're talking.
I can't get on board. After Friday, that was just no good. I barely drink anymore, and I got some pre-birthday drunk at the casino. I was drinking some really sad malt liquor style beverages, and I think at one point...
$5 Palmers.
Yeah, well, not of Arnold Palmer's, but at one point I was so drunk that the woman distributing beverages talked me into black cherry flavored alcoholic seltzer water.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I drank a large 16 ounce can of that. That was, my head. Too old for this.
Hey, they did have, you know, what do you call it?
What do you call it? Help me.
Free, the pie gallery. Don't have to give them money.
Oh, yeah, commission-free pie gal poker?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. That lasted for a long time and was a lot of fun.
Man, commission-free pie gal was amazing. I didn't know what to do. Well, like, I got all my money back in like, whole increments. Like, there were no quarters being traded back and forth. Like, it was just, I'm like, I don't know. Is this still pie gal? What is this game? I need to give the dealer some quarters. Let's open some tokens, brought to you by the OG.
This guy. All right, let's see what I can't... Oh, here's a hella eye poking. Ooh, Valkyrie, bounty hunter.
I like her.
I feel like I could use that. That's not someone I have lots of. That takes my Valkyrie to a... Oh, I do have lots of... I was wrong. Man, she has so fallen off my radar, I'd forgotten. I was like, I barely have any of her. But that takes her to a 4-3-4.
Nice.
Yep. Very promising build. As a matter of fact, I think that's as good as it gets. I guess it could go horribly. 4-4-4 is the only correct answer, but someone else open a token.
Okay.
I'm going to poke Hella in the teeth.
What's that?
Poking Hella in the teeth.
Do it, Doug.
Hey, it's a Janet Van Dyne. Wasp sting.
The superior wasp.
That brings wasp up to level 306.
All right, I'm going to gently nudge your forehead. Hey, that worked. I got a purple token. Look at that.
Nice.
You're the worst.
It is a mean right hook for my Captain Marvel.
Ooh. Nice.
Awesome. And I've been storing up tokens, but I think I'm going to continue to store for a little bit for no good reason. I just don't feel like opening them tonight. But I've been waiting for Hella to get in there and Kingpin to be gone.
Right.
Yeah, I've got six more tokens. I haven't opened them.
Yeah, I have 9 more tokens. And I'm looking for some Doom, or actually any of them. I don't have Hella yet. Marvel'd be good, so it's all should be all coming
all
up. Millhouse.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Good opening.
Dean, talk about the podcast network.
The podcast network is named Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. Puzzle Warriors 3 are a member along with many other great shows. It seems to be ever fluctuating. For every 3 new shows, 1 old show dies off. So that's a pretty okay ratio. We've got direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check them all out in the archives at soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything else for the good of the order, or can we wrap up this train wreck?
No way. I need more stuff for the good of the order.
All right.
So I hear that Avengers versus Ultron is coming up.
Yes.
In the later rounds where I actually have to try, what should I do? Like, in rounds like 1 through 6, I can just kind of, bully my way through most things with direct damage, high-powered characters. But around 7 or 8, you usually have to start trying and managing the bombs that he's trying to drop. What is the answer?
You can use a 3-star Hulk and a Storm. Oh. And let a bomb explode, and then the board will all be covered in green. And then you can fire off Storm's green.
Right, and create some sort of loop.
To create lots more green while also getting rid of the bombs.
Do you feel like, what if the...
That won't work at high levels, but...
Right, what if the board shake causes the bombs
to
drop?
Yeah, that's exactly
faster,
the problem. I'm not a fan of board
shake. That
can
happen. Okay. Yeah, that can happen. I don't know, you could just have Cable shoot her with a big gun, or shoot Ultron with a big cannon. That usually works.
Cool.
Yeah, I actually don't remember what my strategy... I think my strategy is to just throw dangerous people at him until he surrenders.
That's fair.
Do you remember way back when you used to be able to lock the board so that the bombs actually couldn't go anywhere?
Yeah.
Grinch says your strategy should be to win.
Yeah, that's a solid strategy.
And Old Man Sartut says America. That's a one-word answer. Okay. That's pretty strong.
Yeah. I'm working. She's getting closer.
But then you got
closer every day.
Samurai says X-Force Deadpool is boosted. He's probably going to be a big part of your team.
Okay. I have him, champ. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for what I actually consider actual advice instead of just crazed gibberish.
Oh, there you go. Donkey Teeth. That's good. Rogue, Cho, and Gwenpool. They all have good target destruction, except Gwenpool, because Ian doesn't have much Gwenpool.
But it was still sound advice, just not applicable for me.
Who's the other person that can punch the screen and blow up some stuff?
Three-star Punisher.
Yeah, it's random though.
You could use Widow. She's got her little pistol shot.
Yeah, that's true. Could do some tile swapping with Coulson.
Yeah,
lots of options. All right.
Yeah, I would go with target destruction where you know what they're destroying. I don't like board shake because I always end up blowing myself up.
Cool. Thanks.
I mean,
you could
go with some Phoenix and Loki and just let one of them die and then they come back and then that's always fun.
I suppose that's true.
I enjoy having matches where I have Loki die and come back to life 3 or 4 times in one match. It amuses me.
Cool. Thank you. You may now conclude the show.
All right. Thanks everybody for listening in. God bless you, because this was terrible. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com, where you can leave hate mail about how awful this episode was.
I feel like it was a learning episode.
Mm.
I feel like from now on, when we start the show, try not to open the show with, Ian, it's a really interesting topic on HQ Trivia. Play that instead of hosting. Like, I feel like that's my takeaway.
All right. Comment suggestions, our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. You can go to our webpage, click yourself, the Amazon banner, buy some stuff. I finally got around to buying my smoker for my birthday. So
that showed up today.
Yeah. So after we get past Easter here, and I'm actually going to be home, I'll smoke a brisket on the weekend.
Right. Do you have an injector?
I'm not injecting brisket. That's just wrong.
No, but you can't make... All right, I don't even want to say that. I realized my folly when I started that sentence, and I'm just going to pull up before I bottom out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say something naive, like, you can't smoke only brisket, and then I was like, oh, you're talking to Craig, dude, just shush.
I might smoke some chickens.
Yeah, which you could then inject with flavor.
I wouldn't, but...
So
that's true. Go ahead.
Everybody should wish, Ian and Craig a happy birthday. Because Ian's birthday was Sunday. Craig's birthday is actually right now. So.
It
Woo!
Is.
Wait. Woo! Okay.
And then keeping with tradition, I did not go to work today.
Nice. That's a dream. You didn't have to go to work. All those underlings didn't have their boss there. It was a win-win.
Yeah. I'm trying to do that every year of my working life, except the first year that I worked at AccuWeather. That was the only time I worked on my birthday.
That's a sad story.
Yeah.
Both the working at AccuWeather and the working on your birthday.
True story. All right. So, yeah, click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff. That's like, I want a smoker there. It's good times. Head over to cafepress.com, /PuzzleWarriors3, and buy yourself some Easter swag that you could hide around your yard and have your kids find it in baskets and things.
True.
That'd be fun.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't make up a clue for next week because I had forgotten who already won. Oh, right, it was a stupid robot.
What, next week? Yeah, I don't know. Put something together for Freedom Force plus Dragon Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want either one of those to win.
You don't have to want it. You just have to make up the clue.
You are free to choose not the robot.
He's an android. And he's super smart. Give him a chance.
Yeah. Lame. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good.
Worst episode ever.
Not true, but it's definitely memorable.
Really?
For,
it's not?
For all the wrong reasons. No, the worst episode ever was the one that stopped working with Audacity and we had to record it a second time.
Oh!
The second one that we recorded was the worst episode ever.
That's true. You had so checked out.
Whew, I was beyond tired and salty.